Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We have some major breaking news. It is time to fight back against Vladimir Putin's authoritarianism because we just got one of the first glimmers of pro-democracy hope from the U.S. in a while, in at least 6 months. We learned last night that this administration will now supply not only defensive weaponry to Ukraine, but they are now supplying offensive weaponry to Ukraine as well. This comes after Vladimir Putin has humiliated the current administration far too many times. Not just two or three times, but there are at least four phone calls that Donald Trump hopped off of with Vladimir Putin. And the second that Trump puts the phone down, Putin escalates the invasion and sends more drones, kills more civilians and children. And Trump has been weak. He has been weak thus far. And listen, he finally came around to a pro-democracy position years after we all did. So I'm not going to praise him for coming around late. That's a different conversation. But I will say, I'm happy that we're helping Ukraine. I am objectively happy that we're helping Ukraine, and I'm glad that we're at least reverting back to a somewhat pro-democracy position. But again, this administration doesn't deserve the praise after allowing Putin to gain territory and gain land. We'll talk about the nuances in 1 second, but just to break down the facts. Trump to announce aggressive Ukraine weapons plan. President Trump will announce a new plan to arm Ukraine on Monday that is expected to include offensive weapons. Two sources with knowledge of the plans tell Axios. Why it matters. Sending offensive weapons would be a major shift for Trump, who had until recently been at pains to say he would provide only defensive weapons to avoid escalating the conflict. U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials hope the weapons will shift the trajectory of the war and change Putin's calculations regarding a ceasefire. And here is exactly how. It's a little bit counterintuitive, but providing weapons to Ukraine is actually the anti-war position, and I'll explain exactly how. If you allow Vladimir Putin to march into Ukraine, to take the territory, and to eventually take the next state, the next country, that will trigger World War III. That will genuinely trigger a global war once a NATO country is hit, because Vladimir Putin wants to keep invading. But if you supply Ukraine with weaponry, you give them the leverage to stop the war. I've explained this a few times, but here's the mistake that Trump and Pete Hegseth made. Trump and Pete Hegseth said a few months ago that if Putin doesn't stop the war, the United States is going to pull out entirely. They said that if Putin doesn't stop right now, the U.S. is this close to being done. Well, that signals to Vladimir Putin that if he just holds on for a little bit longer, if he just continues the invasion for a bit longer, the United States will dip and Ukraine will lose their number one ally, their number one supplier of arms. So in a roundabout way, this gives Vladimir Putin leverage. If you say, hey, listen, we're going to stop giving weapons to Ukraine, that gives Putin more leverage. What you want to do is create an even playing field. So what we're doing is giving Ukraine weapons. We're making sure that they're armed to the teeth, that they can fight back. And now Putin will go, oh, shit, I'm going to have to use a lot of resources if I want to continue this war. Maybe a ceasefire is the way to go. So that's the way we should be thinking about this. It's a little bit counterintuitive, but giving Ukraine weapons is the pro-peace position. Two sources told Axios they had reason to believe the plan was likely to include long-range missiles that could reach targets deep inside Russian territory, including Moscow. However, the long-range missile aspect is still speculation. Quote, Trump is really pissed at Putin. His announcement tomorrow is going to be very aggressive. Let's see what Donald Trump said outside of Joint Base Andrews while speaking to reporters last night.
Are you going to be announcing sanctions on Russia tomorrow?
We're going to see what we will see tomorrow, okay? We have the Secretary General, as you know, Europe has announced sanctions. But I am very disappointed with President Putin. You know, I thought he was somebody that meant what he said, and he'll talk so beautifully and then he'll bomb people at night. We don't like that. Thank you, everybody.
Oh my God, what a weak dumbass. He just said Vladimir Putin will talk so beautifully, then bomb people at night. Yeah, dude, it took you like 6 different phone calls and being president twice to realize what my 22-year-old ass already knows. Vladimir Putin is a bad faith actor who will lie to your face, who will lie to you, who will sign his name on a line and then tear up that treaty when it serves him. The second it serves him. This dude doesn't care about international law or anything of the sort. And the fact that Donald Trump is only now realizing this is insane. And here's how I think it went down. Trump is a malignant narcissist. This isn't controversial. Even MAGA supporters would admit that he is a malignant narcissist. As Vlad Vexler puts it, narcissists get something called narcissistic supply from other powerful people. So when Donald Trump is speaking to Vladimir Putin, he is receiving a new source of narcissistic supply. It boosts his ego. It gives him a head rush. He thinks he's powerful when he's in the room with Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un and other dictators, and Viktor Orban. We've seen him praise these people. It's not because Viktor Orban and Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin all have bought Donald Trump off. No. It's because the type of malignant narcissism that Donald Trump has gives him an attraction to these world leaders, and then he wants to suck up to Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin flatters Donald Trump, and it goes both ways. Trump essentially thought that he and Putin had a special, unique relationship. You know this because Trump always says, Putin and I both went through the Russiagate and hoax together. Putin and I were both put through hell together. Trump genuinely, in his narcissistic mind, thought that him and Putin had some weird, deep bond, and that because of that, Putin would end the war just for Trump. Well, Trump is now hitting the cold, hard inertia that is called reality. That Vladimir Putin is a bad faith actor, and effing Donald Trump is not going to change the mind of a cold-hearted, murderous dictator. Vladimir Putin is a clever, evil human being. He is not going to get duped by a soft, dumb, puffy orange play toy like Donald Trump, who has no teeth whatsoever. Okay, to continue. The new initiative, which will be rolled out in a meeting between Trump and Mark Rutte, the NATO Secretary General, who has also been flattering Trump, this will involve European countries paying for U.S.-made weapons that will be sent to Ukraine. I'm actually fine with that. Whatever we need to do, just do it. The scheme was proposed by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during the NATO summit, and Trump finally agreed to one thing that Zelensky wanted. Thank you. U.S. and Ukrainian officials said the meeting between Trump and Zelensky at the summit was their best so far. Quote, Zelensky came like a normal human being, not crazy, and was dressed like somebody that should be at NATO. He had a group of people with him that also seemed not crazy. So they had a good conversation, a U.S. official said. I'm going to go ahead and guess that Zelensky wasn't the one being crazy in the previous meetings as well. When Zelensky comes dressed as his soldiers are to show solidarity, and then Trump yells at him and demeans him, Trump is the one that is acting crazy. And keep in mind, if Zelensky did go to that Oval Office meeting with a really nice suit, Trump supporters would then be saying, look at Zelensky spending all of our taxpayer dollars on his lavish suits. The other side, Trump has grown increasingly frustrated over the last 2 weeks over Putin's unwillingness to move towards a ceasefire and Russia's escalating attacks on Kyiv and other cities. So I know I've spent a lot of this video saying it's a great thing that Ukraine is getting arms, and I truly do believe it is, but I want to make sure that Trump isn't getting like too much credit here. Yes, this administration should be incentivized to give Ukraine more arms, even if it means Mark Rutte flattering Donald Trump. But I want to point out that over the past 6 months, Trump has allowed Putin to just steamroll him, to just walk all over him time and time and time again. Putin agreed to a 30-day ceasefire that Donald Trump brokered. Zelensky agreed to it too, but only one side actually laid down their arms. Ukraine laid down their arms and sat back, and Putin, despite saying he would agree to it, immediately began to attack in an even more forceful way, which made Trump look like an absolute fool. Putin indicated over the next 60 days he would make a renewed push to occupy territory up to the administrative lines of the Ukrainian regions in which Russia has a significant foothold. He wants to take all of it, Trump told French President Emmanuel Macron shortly after his call with Putin, according to a source with direct knowledge. In the ensuing days, the weapons plan turned from an idea to something more concrete. Trump told reporters Sunday evening that the weapons he would send Ukraine through European countries would include, quote, various pieces of very sophisticated military equipment, including Patriot air defense batteries. Trump said European countries are going to pay us 100% for them. It's going to be business for us, and that's fine. It helps the U.S. economy. It helps our allies. It helps democracy abroad and stops Vladimir Putin. Let's continue to push and hold the line against authoritarianism, whether it's coming from Russia or coming from MAGA inside the country. Overall, this is a win for pro-democracy forces across the globe. If you appreciate this video and you made it this far, comment hi, Adam. Drop a like. Share this video around. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.